It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habib.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
Hello. Hello there. It's so good to have you with us today for another scintillating and exciting and time-consuming episode of Broken News. Well, you know, Mike Pence, one of the top witnesses that Donald Trump may face, he said it best the other day when he said that Donald Trump has some crackpot lawyers. And you may have thought when you heard that he was just picking on the lawyers and, you know, kind of describing them. But actually, that's their official name. This is one of the law firms that somehow they got past, they got underneath the radar of the highly competent Broken News staff. We did not see that. We did not realize. But apparently, the latest lawyers for Donald Trump, the latest group to handle his case, has been the firm of Crackpot Lawyers. So we want to thank Mike Pence for letting us know about that. And we want to thank you there, too, because it's not often that Mike Pence hears an applause. And so you have to figure at this time, the Trump team is considering the possibility of prison. And so I'm sure they've been looking into it. And, you know, the prison system is kind of on a spectrum. It's kind of from the Mayberry Jail to San Quentin. And if you're fortunate... Well, of course, if you're fortunate, you won't be in prison at all. But after that, if you do go to prison, you're probably aiming for something, or you're maybe hoping for something that's a mix of, say, Club Med and Rikers. And I'm sure, or at least according to our team of reporters here with Broken News, that the Trump team has been, they've been looking into prisons in case that's the eventuality for their client, and I'm sure they've been reading the brochures and looking to see, you know, if a prison has a swimming pool, say, and of course a cell with a view, and if it has a nice a nice recreation center, which of course may double as the shower, and then I'm sure they're checking out the dining options. Are we talking about a prison with just your basic cafeteria? Or would it be an all-you-can-eat experience? Would they have nice tablecloths and silverware? And after the meal, would a pastry cart come by to each table? These are things that they're going to want to know, and I'm sure they're delving into that. Would there be a daily afternoon tea? And our staff, which has been talking to all of their unreliable sources, what they have determined, what they have found out is these are some tips that they have that they've picked up along the way as far as the prison system is concerned. One thing they found out is that you really want to avoid a prison that is run by the same company that runs a nursing home. And perhaps the best thing to do before you embark on your prison stay is check the Yelp reviews. You know, you don't want to stay in anything that has less than one star. And I think the big thing to think about, according to our Broken News staff, is if the prison, you want to avoid any prison that's run by nuns. And so as we find out more on this topic, we'll let you know, because, those where you spend your golden years is very important. Well, that's all for this week's episode of Broken News. I'm Philip Habib, and you can find Broken News wherever you listen to podcasts and also in your dairy section. Well, thanks so much for listening, and I hope you'll be back with us next week.